everyone. We are going to do the weekend motivator, and we're going to talk about realistic planning for the weekend. I've always felt like getting ready for the weekend's a little bit different than getting ready through the week. So what I wanted to do is give you some tips and tricks on how to take the concept of realistic planning and apply it to the weekend. The first thing that I want to tell you is that for a lot of you, the reason why the weekends seem so much harder is because during the week, we're often distracted. So you're not listening to a lot of the chatter that goes on in your head that's talking about, I need a break and all that kind of stuff. During the week, you're just very focused on what you're doing. And so for some of us, we have this phenomenon of, I can do really well Monday through Thursday. Friday starts rolling around. I have a weigh-in. And if the weigh-in's good, then I start getting like, oh yeah, now I can have some relief this weekend. Or if the weigh-in's bad, it's like, see, I try so hard and look, nothing happens. We have to first and foremost, before we even start the weekend, when it comes to realistic planning, you have to go into it knowing that the weigh-in has nothing to do with your realistic plan for the weekend. That is a key concept that I want all of you to get. My weigh-in is just a reflection of what I've done. It is also going to be the fuel for me creating the next set of weight loss that I want. I don't care if you gain or maintain. It's still the fuel for creating the weight loss that you want. So you're going to take your weekend weigh-in and you're going to review your week to see what's working and what's not. And then you are going to apply the lessons learned for the next week. This has nothing to do, like this is the tie all of you have to break. One, that a weigh-in can somehow alter. It's like, if I wouldn't have the, like I love it when y'all tell me, if I just wouldn't have those good weigh-ins, it would be so much easier on the weekend. That's bullshit. Because then there's just as many of you that say, like if I didn't have a bad weigh-in, I'd have an easier weekend. It has nothing to do with the weigh-in. It has everything to do with your choosing to think. I want you to think my weigh-ins have nothing to do with how my ass is going to show up for me this weekend. The next thing is I want you to consider the idea that, you know, because you're so distracted through the week and because you have like, you know, most of us, it's a lot easier to follow our plans during the week because we have things going on. We're not just left with our own devices. We're not left with our thoughts of, oh, this week was so hard. I got to gear up for next week. If all you're thinking about is how tough your life is and how much you're dreading the next, you are creating an environment for needing relief. The problem is that most of us aren't being like, oh, I notice I'm needing relief. I should probably go do a thought download. I should probably do my models. I should probably reach out and ask coaches. That really, when you're craving relief, that really needs to be the action line. But what most of us do is we start craving relief and we think, oh, I really need to just have a drink. Oh, I just really need to do this. So one of the things I want you to do is I want you to think about when you're craving relief, rather than looking for what you habitually do, which is like eating and stuff and thinking, oh, this is setting me up for disaster. Just be like, no, I'm needing relief. So I need to figure out why I need relief. If I can start figuring out my life and start changing how I think and changing how I do in my life, and I don't need so much relief because I'm giving it to myself in ways that truly pay off, guess what I'm also doing? Lowering the temperature of wanting to overeat. So one of the things that I want you to do is I want you to realize that that week, if you do really well Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday or Sunday through Thursday, whatever your time is, that a lot of times the reason why the difference between the weekend and that is that on the weekends we have more time to hear what we're needing. Very often it's relief and relaxation and stuff. And we have to break the tie that we get that from food. We have to start understanding. It's like, oh, if we're needing it so bad on the weekend, during the week we're just very distracted. We're still needing it though during the week. And we have to figure out like, how do I re-engineer my thinking around like the things that I know I'm going to be doing anyway? Like if you're going to be carpooling your kids, do not sit there every single day and act like it's a fucking torture tank. Like what is the upside of that for you? Nothing. Take ownership that you're the kind of mom that doesn't just Uber her kids off to school. You're the kind of mom who's like, I am the driver. You know what? I am the one that says yes and does the carpools. Like, own what you're choosing instead of sitting around being a victim to what you're choosing. Okay. So that first step is like really understanding like that realistic plan on the weekend. I want it to be realistic. It may not mirror the week. Here's why. Because during the week, you are distracted. You have less time. You're more willing to eat on plan. On the weekends, I just want you to get to where you're eating on a plan. Rather than going into the weekend, trying to make it mirror exactly what you have during the week, and then blowing it the fuck up every single weekend. We gotta stop the bleeding. The first thing we have to do is get to where we feel confident that we can make a weekend plan and we can follow that thing. That has to happen. No matter what you put on it. Put anything you want on it, but put those things on it. Get to the point to where you know you're gonna follow plans and you're gonna plan with your own best self in mind. If right now your best self needs to be the person who follows this plan, because this is what I've been eating every weekend. It's ding dongs and chips for me, Corinne. Then ding dongs and chips needs to be on there. And then throughout the weekend, that's all you're getting is what you put on that plan. And just honor it. Because then your best self, you're following all of your own commands and rules. Eventually, that means that if you're willing to follow what you say you will do, you're probably also willing to change what you say you will do. That will get you closer to the person that you want to be. The next thing is, I want you to visualize more. A lot of you, what happens is that you have a few off-plan weekends, and then you start. The story you tell yourself is the weekends are so much harder. The weekends are out of my control. It's like, you know, I'm just spontaneous. Like we have like all of these lovely little thoughts that suck rocks in order to lose weight. So you need to make sure that you decide what it is you want to think about the weekend. If you have friends that call you out of the blue every single weekend and they're going to want to invite you over and they're going to want to go out for drinks and they're going to want to do all the things, we do not get to call this spontaneous anymore. This is called a routine. It's very routine that on the weekends, my kids have travel ball. It's very routine that my friends call and want to do things. Guys, quit lying to yourself. At some point, we have to quit the bullshit and tell the truth. Here's the truth. My friends call almost every weekend and I say yes. So maybe I need to have in my plan a space that says, I'm going to have X amount of drinks if people call. And if they don't call, I don't get the drinks. I'm following this plan. When I do travel ball, here's what's part of my realistic plan. I never say food is out of my control. That is the most bullshit thought ever. You need to just tell yourself, whatever I decide to eat this weekend, it will be because we arrive at a place that happens to serve food. It's called a restaurant. We're probably going to sit somewhere, like chairs and booths. And these magic people are going to bring food to us. But nowhere in that scenario does someone shove things into my mouth. I may be tempted. I may want things. But everything that I eat is not out of my control. It's always some decision that I made. So I'm just going to tell myself the truth. I'm never telling myself ever again that food is out of my control. Guys, it may feel like at times that when you start eating, you're just like, oh, fuck it. And you just start eating and you just go to town. It may feel out of control, but it's not because it is. It's because you're thinking, I can't stop myself. I'm not going to stop myself. I don't want to stop myself. I just want to tune out. That's why it feels that way. It is never because food or situation or a travel, a ball weekend or a weekend has some kind of weird magic power. It is always what you're trying to, what you're choosing to believe. So what I want you guys to do is clean your shit up. I want you to think about the weekend you want to have. I want you to visualize yourself experiencing that weekend. And I want you to do that like on Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, and Friday morning. Like I really want you to have 5 run-throughs before you even get to the weekend in your brain of how this freaking weekend's going to go. You need to be visualizing yourself either saying no when you want to say yes, doing it with ease. You need to visualize how you would like it to start happening. It is never going to start happening that way unless you start giving yourself a run through of what it could be. This is what we're doing. All week long, we're not even thinking about it until we start getting close to it. Then all of a sudden, like, remember last weekend? That was some bullshit. Remember that day? That was some bullshit. We start replaying nightmare scenarios. And so then when the moment comes, immediately all the feelings that we don't want come along for the ride. Because guess what? We've replayed it so much in our brain. Our brain's like, I don't even have to tell you a thought. Let's just feel anxious. Let's just feel doubtful. Let's just feel out of control first. You're doing it to yourself by not expecting yourself to think about what you want, by writing about what you want. If you want to take it up a notch every day of the week, like for those of you especially that you have like really on plan weeks, but your weekends are, you know, where everything falls apart, I would every single day for 2 weeks, Monday through Friday, your morning journal should be all about the weekend. Here's what I'm worried about, but here's what I'm willing to do. Here's what I think might happen. Here's what I want to have happen. These are the feelings I will on purpose generate this weekend. You could do several versions of this all week long. Everything that I just told you, you could do that every single day. I don't even care if it's the same shit every single day. Write it out. And then start letting your be very specific on paper, because everything that you write very specifically on paper, your brain visualizes it. The neat thing about the brain is it really doesn't know if it's actually happening. You know what the brain knows? The imageries that it has, the images that are playing. It thinks it's actually happening. One of the best ways to gain authority over everything is to visualize yourself in the moments ahead of time when it is the most hard. And you see yourself saying, you know what, I'm going to slow down. I can see myself sitting in a restaurant and everybody's ordering appetizers. And I can see me looking around with my mouth watering and thinking, everyone here notices I'm not eating. And in that moment, how do I want to think and feel? In that moment, when I notice that I'm starting to get nervous, what shift do I want to have? I promise you, the more you do this stuff, and don't freaking do it once or twice and then expect it to change. Do it over and over and over again for a month. Take massive action. Do that for a month. If you really want to gain authority over weekends, dedicate to doing it. Make it your mission to figure out your weekends. Don't keep just hoping and wishing and planning the exact same way. If you have spent the last 10 weekends planning perfection and not following through, it is time to quit doing that part. It is time to try something new. Most of you won't try something new because you're so afraid it won't work. That shit ain't working either. You doing it over and over again and expecting a different result is bullshit thinking. Let's start doing different things. And then the last thing I want you to do, this is a tip that came from a client that has been with PNP for a long time. Her name's Marie. And for weekends, what she does is she does a food prep on Sunday that gets her through until Thursday. And then she makes sure that on Thursday nights, she preps for the weekend, and her food prep for the weekend is often different because she's doing lots of things on the weekend. Sometimes she has to work on the weekend. Sometimes she's got things going on. But what she does is she likes to do like a Thursday prep so that she can prep for things that she's going to want to eat Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So she takes some time on Thursday morning to kind of think like, you know, what am I going to want this weekend? What's going on this weekend? Has anything changed since Sunday when I did my weekly plan? I think it's one of the best tips in the world. I think it helps you frame what you're going to want for the weekend. It also helps you to get some food ready for the weekend. Most of us are running out of food on the weekends, and we wonder why we go to the shit can. It's like if you're running out of food, make an extra trip to the damn grocery store. Most of us have Instacart or Shipt or something these days. It is not like going to a grocery store was like it was 10 or 15 years ago. There's so many stores now. There's people that will actually deliver the food to you at your house. There is grocery stores where you can just order online, show up in the parking lot, and not even get out. You can wear your pajamas if you want. The days of thinking we don't have time to get shit done are over, ladies. We live in a day and age that we can get anything done if we're willing to do it. No more blaming, no more excusing. So those are my tips for the weekend. I hope that it really helps you with your realistic planning and that you just remember, we gotta think about what we want. We got to visualize better. And we got to understand that nothing's going wrong on the weekend if it's different during the week. It just means we need a different plan for the weekend. Thank you, guys.